This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
I don't have to tell you, this is one of the busiest travel times of the year. If you find yourself stuck at an airport waiting, maybe check out the fitness options. That's right. More airports today have yoga rooms, walking paths with mile markers. There's even, I just learned, a full gym at my local airport in Baltimore. Allison Sider wrote about airport fitness in the Wall Street Journal. I reached her at her office and she said, despite demand for healthy options, airport gyms still face some hurdles.
If people go to the gym, they really want to shower afterwards, especially if they're going to sit down on a plane, you know, in close quarters soon. And probably as a traveler, you also would hope that someone would take a shower after going to the gym. But, you know, that means they need locker rooms and showers and a lot of space and a lot of plumbing. And, you know, I think airports have been a little skeptical that's the best use of their space. Some of them have thought that they might make more revenue having a bar or a restaurant instead.
It's kind of the opposite of working out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that gets to a question I have, which is, you know, when I travel, I tend to get into sort of my most relaxed, schlubby fog. I don't eat particularly well, and I kind of give myself permission to do that. How likely are people to actually take these airports up on this fitness challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big question. There's a gym actually at the Las Vegas airport. It's kind of tucked away by baggage claim, and it's mostly used by people who work at the airport at various businesses.
Mm. And I understand there was another gym in that same space that failed.
Yeah, they've had trouble with sort of the traditional gym business model. You know, people aren't necessarily in the same airport, you know, every single week or every single month, though I've talked to a lot of frequent flyers who do find themselves in the same airports again and again. And some of them have said they really would like to use a gym, you know, maybe would get there a little earlier if they knew that there would be time to work out.
Have you tried any of these facilities?
I haven't. You know, I've thought about it. You know, I've had a flight that got canceled and found myself with a couple of hours to spare in the airport and sort of done the laps thing where you know, just kind of walk and tote your suitcase behind you, which can be a little bit unwieldy.
It's a form of exercise. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And if, you know, if you're not checking a bag and you have all your stuff with you, you probably, you know, have your gym shoes or at least something comfortable to change into. Yeah, I sort of popped my head into the yoga room at Midway Airport here in Chicago, and I could imagine using it. And, you know, I talked to a traveler who sort of stumbled on it, and he's a big yoga person, and he had tried to do stretches, like, in the chapel, for example. So I think, you know, yoga room's probably a better option for someone like that.
All right. Allison Sider with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for having me.